It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. The city of Sonora faces many community challenges, including handling the COVID-19 pandemic, budget, and recreational pot dispensaries, just to name a few. To put it all in perspective, we are pleased to be joined on the phone by Mayor Matt Hawkins. And good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Tracy. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks for joining us. Let's dive right in. The City Council recently held a two-day workshop and discussed some of these issues. What was the main focus of that workshop?
Well, basically city goals and objectives. We held a two-day workshop. It was about 2 4-hour days over the course of two to 3 weeks. So two different days in about 3 weeks. Basically, what the council did was we got together and we set a list of goals and priorities for the next few years. And I'll go through the list best I can, but make a long story short, our number one goal under creating a safe and healthy community is ensuring and supporting our law enforcement and fire department staffing and resources. Basically, what we're doing with that is making sure that our police department and fire department is staffed. We recognize the fact that there are emergencies, there are things happening, many horrible things happening in the world, and we want to do our best to make sure that we are as safe as possible inside the city limits of Sonora. Establishing fire safety protocols, and we work with the county and state for preparedness and evacuations. What we've seen around the state with wildfires where they came in and destroyed whole communities, like what we saw up north, we don't want to see that here, so we want to get on the preparedness end of things. And, the last one under this is exploring all opportunities to provide the best practice and dignified solutions to our growing homeless population and low income and affordable housing needs. It's no secret there is a real housing shortage up here. We are exploring all the options. We have a lot of people retiring and moving up here, and I'm grateful for that. I love the fact that people love Sonora. But we have to figure out ways to get affordable housing and lower-income housing. An average rent inside the city limits of Sonora now for even an apartment, if you can find one, you're looking at over $1,000. One of the things that we've really put forth is to provide stewardship for our financial resources. This council has always done an excellent job at being conservative on our financial resources. And now we're going to be able to put something together for new council members coming in, for orientation opportunities for the newly elected council members. Think of another one. Here's invest in professional development of city staff to ensure the best practices and best use of resources. Basically, so we're not cutting corners, but we're streamlining. One of the biggest things we've had, and I know we'll go into this later with the COVID-19 pandemic, but basically making sure that we have economic prosperity in Sonora. Yes, we're still in California, so we have to operate under California laws. I keep getting told a lot that we should do things that we quite frankly can't do because it's against the law. In California, other states, you may be able to do different things with business. Here you can't. But one of the things we're going to go through is updating municipal codes and doing our best to eliminate barriers for commercial and residential development.
And that's a good one, I got to say, Mayor, because one of the things I do, the On the Street series, where I ask Motherlode residents questions, and one of them I ask frequently is what changes that you want to see, and the two top are affordable housing and jobs. And that's been for 9 years running.
And we're really, really going to focus on this. And the council, to be fair, the council has done this in the past. The problem has been is that we have not had a county board that is going to work with the city in order to accomplish a lot of this. We have a board of supervisors now, at least four members of the board of supervisors, that is going over and beyond to make sure they're not only working with the city, but including us in working with things. That's why we're going to do our best to work with the county to revisit and revise our 1991 revenue sharing agreement. And we're going to be looking at some annexation opportunities so we can help support more commercial and residential development. Again, making sure that we're, we're doing common sense residential development, allowing certain things to be made into a residential development that don't make sense. And go on and on and on. But basically, the next one is we want to develop and plan infrastructure that builds the partnerships with our local agencies. Kind of like seeing the street, a brand new street torn up to put electrical wires or plumbing underneath. You know, we're going to do more of this to help save the taxpayer money to keep from having to dig up a brand new street or destroy a brand new sidewalk so we can work with our other partners, if that makes sense.
Did you guys come up with any new practical projects that you can put in place for some of these issues?
Well, and see, that gets to another part. We want to ensure a formal adoption of the Greenlee Road Extension as a priority for our city. It makes sense. We have, I don't know, Tracy, if you've seen the numbers lately, but our traffic on Highway 49 going through the city of Sonora downtown, Stockton Road and Washington Street, our numbers were at full capacity, between 2 and 6 o'clock in the evening, between 7 and 10 in the morning. I mean, we're at full capacity. We need something to get the heavy traffic out of downtown to make it easier for people to stop and shop and basically work and play in the city limits. So that is one of the things we're pushing for, is the Greenlee Road Extension.
I understand that one, because with the studios being on Washington Street, I know exactly what you're talking about. That can be a mess, and it can be a lot of traffic, slow going. Now, I wanted to ask you... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, if you had something to add, go ahead.
Well, the one other thing that is we're going to be looking at, and I'm really proud of this from the city side of things, because this is the first time the council's adopted this, we're going to do our best to find the funding to develop a plan for our new city storm drain system. There's a main drain that runs from about the grocery outlet area all the way down to the lower Save Mart, and it's at least 140 years old. And it's failed several times. One time back in the 1960s, Ron Stern was telling me that the city actually had to pay for another building because part of a building collapsed into it. So we're going to be looking at replacing part of this. This is going to a few years in the future, but finally the council recognizes that 140-year-old drain system needs to be replaced.
Right, and wasn't that just a year or two ago when there was a canoe and a shopping cart going down the water because it had overflowed over Stockton Road?
Right past my house. It was great. It was pretty funny to see, but that's part of it, is that we do get 100-year floods. We do get 50-year floods. We get 10-year floods. And it's just the way our topography is. It's the way we're laid out. And we have to make sure we're protecting the city and our residents. And one of the ways is making sure we have proper water drainage.
Yeah. And what did you personally get out of this workshop?
Well, I personally got out of the, many things. There wasn't a single thing during these workshops that I disagreed with, and there was a lot of debate. But it was an honor to be able to lead this, to be able to be the mayor through all of this and see how much things have changed in the last decade I've been on the council. And that was probably the biggest honor for me, sitting back and going, wow, we have a council and we're agreeing, even though, I mean, we had some really good debates and that sort of thing, but it was just an honor to be able to lead this.
We are talking with Mayor Matt Hawkins, and we have to take a break right now. And our sponsor is Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back.